3, 2, 1. This is the Insiders Podcast.
You find that sweet spot in your intoxication that you can function, you can talk to people, you can be with people, but you also get the magic of being outside of the default mode network and some of those neuro pathways reconnecting with each other, and you notice things, right? You notice the shimmer and the shine.
You know, the older and more experienced we get, the more many of us try to identify and achieve the perfect state. Andrew D'Angelo joined me to have a quick chat about what it means to be Cali sober. Now, the definition might be different from you to me, but the common goal is to be able to discover and to tap into the perfect place that's right for you to enhance your life and experiences in a responsible way. Let's just take a dive into the middle of the conversation and let Andrew explain his definition of Cali sober. I hope you enjoy.
Welcome to the Insiders Podcast.
Cali sober is a term, not my term. It was a definition that was created by a new generation of social engineers. Mm-hmm. And it was a woman named Michelle Luke, I think is how you pronounce her last name. And she's a writer for Vice. And she was having some issues with drinking too much. And she was living a very fast paced, hard working, hard charging lifestyle in New York City on the rave beat for Vice. Mm-hmm. And she was up all night and she was in the office in the morning and she was doing lots of stimulants and drinking. And she decided that she just had to slow down. She had to come to California, and she came to California and she had a New Year's resolution that said, I'm going to stop drinking alcohol, but she didn't want to stop smoking weed. Weed was really important to her. And you know, one of the things I've learned over 35, 40 years of working with this plant is a lot of people can get off harder drugs and alcohol by using cannabis, either as a substitute for those compounds that perhaps are more harmful, or just as a way to deal with the withdrawals that people experience when they come off alcohol and hard drugs. So cannabis can be very soothing and helpful when you're in withdrawal. And it can help some people, not all people, but it can help some people in recovery so that you can take Cali sober. Basically means you don't drink any alcohol or very little alcohol, very sporadic, maybe a glass of wine every week or every month. And you generally stay away from hard drugs. But you do take cannabis perhaps on a daily basis and dabble in psychedelics.
Okay.
Whatever compounds constitute Cali sober for you is you can define it yourself. Okay. But if you're one of these, and I just have to say this, if you're someone that needs to be quote unquote sober in order to recover from addiction and you can't even have cannabis, it's very important that you respect that, and we respect that. Cali sober is a different definition of sobriety. It doesn't define sobriety as completely 100% free of any intoxicants. Mm-hmm. It has a little bit looser definition of sober, and it includes cannabis and psychedelics and even the occasional drink. The important thing is that we are in control of our use of the compound, and it's not in control of us. And that our use of intoxicants is adding to our lives, adding to our wellness, and not taking away from our lives or taking away from wellness. And, you know, I had a very hard time my entire life being 100% sober. It was just not. And I, when you grew up in the 1980s, like I did, you got piss tested for all kinds of things. If you wanted to play sports in high school, piss test. You want to get a job, summer job, piss test. So you'd have to go sober, completely sober, to pass the test for like a month or two. Or, you know, in my case, it would take a long time because I was a heavy consumer. It was very hard to do. It was just very hard for me not to smoke weed for 2 months. and it drove and made my stress go up. It made my anxiety grow up, go up. I got all kinds of rashes on my skin. It wasn't healthy for me, you know? I'm a person that I have to chill out.
Yeah.
I'm a very excitable person. I'm very passionate about what I do. I'm a creative. And so people that are like me, we need to chill and we need to turn our minds off and we need to reconnect with what's present. And you know, I consume a lot of cannabis and I'm still right now in the middle of an insomnia episode that's just so hard. It's just so hard, you know. But cannabis is something that I've always had, and I've always turned to as a healing agent and as a friend and too, and as a teacher. So that's sort of a long-winded definition of Cali Sober, I guess.
Okay, so you and I have both probably spoken of weed, you more than me, and consumed a lot of cannabis for years. So Cali Sober to me doesn't mean smoking weed. For me, it's the psychedelic part, and I'm not into anyone likes a mushroom ride from time to time, for sure. But for me, it's not even about that. It's about having a small dose to accommodate the experience you get with cannabis, because I find that just a little dose of psilocybin really enhances my mood, my mind. It's very cerebral for me. It gives me something that I can't quite get out of cannabis alone necessarily. And it doesn't require, like, you know, 3 grams or a quarter or whatever. It only requires, for me, maybe a half gram, maybe a stem of mushrooms, just a little bit to kind of put a spin in it. And I've taken that much. You know, everybody talks about microdosing these days. I know that it can be beneficial, but when I microdose with that dose of psilocybin alone, it's cool. It works. But when I mix it with a little bit of cannabis, that's when I find the magic happens. That's where it's like the two together, and you don't even need massive doses, just even 2 small doses of both at the same time, really puts you in a nice place that I don't think I've been able to achieve with one or the other on their own. In the last couple of years, I've been like, well, what if I did a little bit of mushrooms and a little bit of cannabis and play with dose? And I think dose has been so crucial in order to get to that, you know, perfect Cali sober kind of state that I'm looking for.
Well, I think, you know, your definition of Cali sober is right on the mark, but other people might have something different to say about how they like to ingest psychedelics. I'm not a big microdoser. When I take psychedelics, I like to trip, you know. But I do acknowledge that a lot of people have seen benefits from microdosing psilocybin or San Pedro cactus or some of the others, you know. I've heard people experimenting with even LSD too on microdosing with that. Yeah. So, you know, I think people, I'd rather have people microdose than not do psychedelics at all, because I just think it's this, I think plant medicine is going to change humanity, and I hope help save humanity.
Yeah.
I think that's what the plants are doing and trying to get in our bodies and trying to propagate all around us. And that's the message that the plants are having. And you know, some people want to trip balls and some people want to microdose. And I think, you know, even cannabis itself is a psychedelic. It's a tryptophan cannabis. It's a mild psychedelic.
Yeah.
And at least THC, that part of it. I think the whole plant, of course, I'm a whole plant person. I think all the use is medical, basically. But the nice thing about, you know, Cali Sober for me is, while it may be a particular state of intoxication that is balanced, I think that's one of the things you're identifying with, is you find that sweet spot in your intoxication that you can function, you can talk to people, you can be with people, but you also get the magic of being outside of the default mode network and some of those neuro pathways reconnecting with each other, and you notice things, right? You notice the shimmer and the shine.
Yeah.
And so that state, I call it a, you know, an ideal state. That is, I guess, that is one aspect of Cali Sober. For me, what Cali Sober does is it gives us a name that is more fun than harm reduction, and something that I think people can do a lot with. And that's what I learned from the new generation of thinkers that are really playing with this and hosting raves and parties that don't have any alcohol in them and that are quote unquote Cali Sober.
Yeah.
In nature and with a little psychedelic twist. I think we're going to see more and more events like this. I think we're going to see more and more people adapting this lifestyle. Like you mentioned, it's been around a long time. You go back to the jazz age, you go back, you know, like I mentioned in the Playboy article, this practice has been done in alternative communities and creative communities for a long, long, long time, even before, you know, the printing press probably, and what we know of is history. So the nice thing about it is we have a name now. Okay, it's called Cali Sober. All right, it's not harm reduction anymore. All right, we got a new generation, a new word, a new title. It's a little bit more fun. It's a little bit more open.
Yeah.
It doesn't those things, not in a bilateral way, but in a complex, nuanced way, the way life is, the way the human experience is.
Yeah.
And so that's what I love about the whole concept of it. And, you know, there's the California part and then there's the sober part.
Nice. Well, I don't think you could have wrapped it up any better than that. Thanks for doing this, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael. Nice to be with you today.
Thanks to Andrew for joining me to talk about the Cali Sober Lifestyle. If you want to find out more about the concept, check out his article on Playboy called The Dope Tutor Answers What is Cali Sober? And make sure you follow Andrew online on most social media streams as well. And if you like what I do, make sure you subscribe. I'm on Twitter at @InsidersPod. And if you have a story that you'd like to tell, you can also email me, michael@distinctmedia.ca. Thanks so much and stay tuned. And my next conversation, incidentally, is about running in cannabis. So if you run like me, you won't want to miss it. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Insiders Podcast. We do our very best to be as accurate as possible, but take no responsibility for inaccurate details or facts. If a topic interests you, we're happy to have brought it to your attention, but please take the time to research the details for yourself. To find out more about Insiders Podcast and all of the work that we do, check out distinctmedia.ca.